It is indeed your generosity that has allowed WPFW to provide news, music, and information to the people since 1977. Donations can be made anytime at WPFW.org or by calling 800-222-9739. We wish you truth and peace now and in the new year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nick, and you are tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Hey, 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 happy Monday, good people. And you are listening to A Gay Old Time.
And I am Awesome Rita.
I'm Daffo, and we're here, and we're going to have a gay old time tonight. We are a part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. And the number to call in is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Welcome to our third episode of A Gay Old Time with Awesome Rita and Daffo. That's me. We are so happy to be back on air with y'all. Awesome, what up?
Yes, greetings, 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 and salutations, beautiful people. Woo! What a month it has been. And I am so, so very happy to be back on the air with my good friend Daffo. And I'm actually ready for the new year. I'm ready. It's been a year.
It has definitely been a year. And this is our last show of the whole year. Y'all, 2024 is gone. All right. That thing is out of here. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay. Can you believe it? Also, on this episode, we're going to give y'all some tips on being queer and holidaying with your family, because we know it can be rough. And shout out to all of y'all that are still even rocking with your blood family, because chosen family is a whole thing, okay? And also shout out to the blood families that have love and respect for their queer and LGBTQI plus counterparts.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And of course, you know, we are going to have some dope LGBTQIA+ musical features, and we're going to talk about what's tipping our teacup. So yeah, buckle up, listen up, and call us up if you want to share what tips your teacup or any comments about being queer and handling your family during the holidays. Again, call us up, please. The number is 202-588-0893. Again, that number is 202-588-0893. And I think are we getting ready to get into a musical feature this week?
Yeah, let's just go ahead. Let's, you know, tell them a little bit about them.
Yeah. So get into it. This week we are featuring one of our favorites, which is the Coolots, the C-O-O-L-O-T-S. Yes. So a little bit about the Coolots. The Kulaks are an intersectionality personified, okay? The talented individuals that formed this eclectic DC-based band each carry a style of their own. However, they come together and form a synergetic group that appeals to the eccentric in us all. The Kulaks effortlessly move across a spectrum of genres, including rock, alternative, indie, soul, and rhythm and blues, just to name a few. I didn't mean to rhyme there, but it sounded nice.
It was nice.
So back to the Kulaks. Their unbridled musicality is something akin to the sounds of No Doubt, MIA, Paramore, Sade, Stain, System of a Down, Jimi Hendrix, and NERD, okay, just to name a few. In addition to playing at prominent DC venues, including the Howard Theater and the Rock and Roll Hotel, the Kulaks have brought their sound to the Brooklyn Museum, Rhinestone Steel in Pittsburgh, PA, and various venues in the Northeast, earning them a national fan base in the process. So here is a classic by the C-O-O-L-O-T-S called Oh Girl.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was, oh, girl, man, oh, man, what a banger. You know, we even had the Kulak's bop and everything. You know, shout out to Yaz that created that Kulak's bop. You know, it was amazing, an amazing time. We just wanted to wake you up a little bit. You know, the sun's still going down all early. You know, it's all dark outside. But, you know, we just wanted to give you a little bit of a energy boost with the old girl by the Kulak's. But right now we are talking about how to healthily engage with family members during the holiday season as a member of the LGBTQI plus community. So I Googled some things and I found an article. It was it's called A Queer Holiday Survival Guide. And then they talked about some things. So we're just going to go through these topics. So the first one that we chose to highlight is remind yourself that your identity and experiences are valuable, even when no one else does. You know, during this time and in general, like in this whole climate that we're in, people can be extremely degrading and invalidating towards our identities, whether it's trans, whether we're queer, lesbian, gay, bi, intersex, all of these things. So it's important that whether you're traveling to a queer friendly place or not, to reaffirm your own identities and experiences, whether that's reading queer validating material, listening to a good queer affirming podcast, or calling a close friend. And so it's important that if you are going into a non-validating environment, that you are reassuring yourself of your own identity and experiences constantly. It's kind of hard, especially if you just came out or if you just fully walked into being boldly yourself with your family. It's the holidays, you know, people have their opinions and you know, you're being brave and you're going around family and you're trying to still commune, but you got to build yourself up. You got to pour into yourself because it can be hard out here, you know?
Very hard. Yes. I think first of all, this article, shout out to you for finding it and shout out to those that created it because it is powerful. It's so amazing. Like all of the things that's in this, all of these highlights we're going to share with you all is definitely a good read. So the next one we're going to talk about is talk about boundaries with family and friends. I think that is very, very important. First of all, recognize your boundaries, right? Recognize what's your trigger, what's your cutoff meter. So that is very important. If you feel comfortable, you can always bring up a list of your limitations, boundaries to the people you are going to visit, right? Let them know, addressing potential stressors with family members and setting those boundaries can help prevent the stress. You know, this is a time where you want to love up on your people. You don't want to feel stressful so at all. So an example of that, of a situation where a boundary could be put in place is your grandparents expecting you to go to church every time you were in town, you know? Like, baby, come on, you know, you got to go to church with me. You know, that might be like, hey, grams, you know, this time you already know that the question is going to come up. So preemptively set those boundaries by letting your family members know ahead of time that you will not be participating in religious services while in town. You know, it might go off, it might hit them a little softer if you say it with a smile. You know, hey, Rams, hey, I know you want me to go to church with you, but that's going to be a no. And so, yeah.
It's going to be a no. And, you know, sometimes, you know, Graham's church be like old time religion churches. They be like, you know, they wearing them crowns and you got to put on your Sunday's best and people going to be looking at you all sideways because you identify as a woman, but you present masculine, or you're a trans man or a trans woman and you're coming as you are, and then you go up into that church and everybody's looking at you crazy. You know what I'm saying? I've definitely been there. I've definitely been there. And then you got, you know, they just might be preaching that wild sermon. I hope they're not preaching, you know, what is that, Leviticus 5, you know, that Sodom and Gomorrah, or, you know, you just might come into the place and they talking about how wrong it is to be gay and how, you know, it's an abomination. Don't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. And let me tell you this right now. Jesus loves all the gay, trans, bi, lesbian parts of you, okay? Don't you ever let nobody tell you that Jesus don't love your gay behind, because Jesus does. So does God, Holy Spirit, 3-in-1, Trinity, all the things, okay?
All of it. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you. This I know for the Bible, okay?
Tells me so.
Straight up, you know? So you can't go to, might not go to church with grandma. You might not. Yo, speaking of going to church with grandma, y'all ever been to church with your grandma and then they start to sing and you don't sing and your grandma be drilling holes in you with her eyes because she like, why you not singing? Then you just got to sing all loud and read that, you know, sing the hymns real loud so she can hear you, so she can stop looking at you. That's what my grandma used to do. Bless her heart. But I'd be singing. I would be singing, you know, I'd be singing.
Yeah. Yes. And I want to wear pants. And I don't want the looks. I don't want the stares, because I'm not in a dress or I'm not in a skirt. I'm wearing pants, pantaloons. Okay.
Knickers. Okay. We're wearing the knickers.
Trousers.
Slacks.
Some good dungarees.
All the things. And yo, speaking of this article, it is from the LGBT plus resource center at Mosaic. It's m.o.s.a.i.c from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. So that's where we got this information. Okay. So yeah, man, just let them know ahead of time what you won't be doing. Oh, and a friend of mine, I'm not going to put her out there though, but you know, like you got to do what you need to do. Maybe you not staying at their house. Maybe you staying at a hotel and you pop in when you need to pop in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you not always at the house in the living room, chilling on the couch, being on for everybody, all of these things. Your boundary is staying in a hotel and you pop up when you need to pop up. So whatever your boundary is, be sure about it, be assertive about it, and be okay with it, because it's all about what you need in order to be your best self in a possibly uncomfortable situation, right? So exactly. Here we go. What you say awesome?
No, I was affirming what you were just saying. Just again, knowing ahead of time what you can take, what your mind, what your body can take physically, mentally, and you know your family, you know, you grew up with them. You know exactly which cousin is going to push your buttons. You know which aunt you really, really love, and you love spending time with them. But yes, give yourself permission to do what you want to do, right? Because this is a time that individuals love on yourself. Like, love on yourself as well.
Absolutely. The next one is also, if you have anything to offer, if you have a story, if you have some advice, please, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 202-588-9739. Again, 202-588-9739. Let us know how you handle the holiday. 0893. I apologize. Lord have mercy. 588-0893. Call us up. Tell us how you navigate things. Okay. Moving on to the next one. Here we go. So we had remind yourself that your identity and your experiences are valid, even when no one else does. We had talk about your boundaries with families and friends. And now we have spend time with your chosen family during the holiday season, as it can feel like you have an obligation to visit and spend time with your blood relatives. Now, look, you know, if your family's wilding, you just might need to cut them out the picture in general, you know, and it's okay. And don't you feel bad about it one bit, because if they're not affirming of your identity, if they're not accepting of who you are as your full, whole, beautiful self, then you don't have to be around them, straight up.
You don't have to live that life.
You don't have to live that life, and you don't have to live that way, okay? You don't.
You do not.
Because nobody wants you to feel bad during the holiday. It's the holiday season. It's about love and acceptance and joy and giving and relaxation, eating good. Ain't nobody got time to be all stressed out, you know? Ain't nobody got time to be stressed out. So, you know, just because somebody is biologically related to you, it does not make them your chosen family. You chosen family, those are the people that you choose to navigate your life with on a daily basis, and can be biological or not. And shout out to all of the chosen family. Shout out to the biological family too, that loves and accepts you. But it's something about chosen family, because it's like, we not even blood. You don't even gotta be here. You know, your blood don't have to be there, but you expect your blood to be there because they blood. But the chosen family, they want to be there because they are there because they want to. You feel me? So, you know, spend time with people who care about you and enjoy experiencing life with you. They can make the whole holiday season that much better. You know, you might be stressed out, wondering how, like, it's gonna go. Like, man, it's really giving me anxiety thinking about being around my family. Yo, get you a holiday party, organize you a holiday party. Y'all can go to a bar together. Y'all can go, you know, bowling. We had Club Cousin at the bowling alley down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Club Cousin. You can make a club chosen family. Or y'all can be Club Cousins up in the place. You know what I mean? So definitely do not force yourself to spend time with people who are not affirming of your identity. What'd you think about that, Austin?
Oh, I love that. You know, I call my chosen family my family, FR, because they're my friends, but they're my family as well. You don't have to live that life. You know, again, if your family, your blood family, is not affirming who you are, how you want to show up in the world, they can kick rocks. They can kick rocks. Absolutely. Spend that time with those individuals that again, is going to love up on you the same way that you love up on them. Like, right? You want it to be reciprocated, you know? And sometimes family, not my family, but I know some family, you know, they think because they're family that they could treat you any type of way. And that's not right. So, I love that. I absolutely love that. And another one we have is journaling, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you link up with anyone, or if you know, again, do that self-care, right? Journaling can help you express your thoughts and ideas without burdening, being a burden, you know? This is helpful, you know, if you're still in the closet, or you do not have supportive people in your life, it can also help reflect on your emotions and your feelings through the holiday season. So there's some prompts, right? These are just a few prompts. If you don't know what to journal about, here's a few prompts. You know, if I could do anything over the holidays, I would. And so I filled in this prompt, right?
Yes. Let's fill them in.
So mine was, if I could do anything over the holiday, I would take all of my nephews, get a hotel, a suite, something. And it will, my envision is like Home Alone. What is that? Home Alone 2, when he was in New York.
He was in New York
and just going buck wild in the hotel. but that would be my thing. I have how many nephews? Five. I have a starting
five.
Yeah, starting five. Yeah. So that would be something that I would do.
What would I do? I would love you know, just the whole family, we go somewhere tropical and we have like club cousin, club aunt and uncle. We just have club family. You know, we just have it up. Be at the beach, relax, you know, go to the spa. Shout out to my cousin. She was like, you want to go with me to get a mani and pedi? I said, yes, girl. It's been years. I don't let nobody touch my feet except me. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody nicked me one good time years ago and I was scarred. But we got mani pedis. We went bowling. We ate good. We got tacos, you know? So I would just take all my family to somewhere tropical so we could just live it up together and enjoy each other's company.
I like that. I want to take that as well. I'll do that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like it. All right, so another prompt. Write down 5 things that make you incredibly happy and describe why they make you feel this way. Again, write down 5 things that make you feel incredibly happy. Not which what's going to make your parents feel happy, mm-hmm. not what's going to make your grandma feel happy, but you, the individual, right? Because again, sometimes we do, it's the holiday season. We like to give, you know, it's the season to give. And we're constantly thinking of other people, which is great, you know, which is great. Right. However, think about yourself as well, right? Definitely. And write down those 5 things that make you incredibly happy.
Definitely. Definitely. And
I'm going to say a couple of more and we're going to move on. All right. Another one is write a letter to a person who has positively impacted you. Mm. That's amazing. And that's a gift right there, right? That's a gift for that person. You telling this person how you impacted my life. That's the gift that keeps on giving right there.
Actual and factual. Can you imagine getting something like a random letter from a family member or a chosen family member, and it's just about how good you make them feel or how supportive you've been, just like how much you mean to them? Man, I'm just getting teary-eyed thinking about it. If I ever got one, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you're right. It's the gift that keeps on giving, but it also makes you feel good at the same time while you're being grateful and thinking about all of this love and warmth. You know what I'm saying? And you could spread that to them by giving them that note. And you are lightening your mood anyway with the holidays, which you might be feeling a little crazy or anxious about, you know? So it just, everybody wins in that situation. Everybody's winning. We win.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would definitely cry if somebody gave me a gift like that. I would definitely cry. But it would also, I would take it out. I know me. And I like to reread things. Like I keep cards. Shout out to my mother who gives the best cards. But I keep those things. And it, like you said, when I'm having a bad day, I can go back into that. And it just makes me feel like I'm an awesome individual. Yeah. So I think that that is great. I think I might actually do that for Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I think so too. That would be really nice. I think so too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And write a love letter to yourself.
Huh?
Write a love letter to yourself. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Okay. How beautiful you are. Okay. How great you have been showing up in the world. Write that letter. I think I might write a letter to myself.
Look, you deserve it because you're awesome. You're awesome, Rita. Well,
you are too. That's the flower. Yes. And write down some things that make you laugh too. Random things that make you laugh. Write that down. And then laugh all over again at those random things.
Because you know, they say laughter is some of the best medicine.
Oh, it is. It is. Remember Patch Adams? Anybody remember that movie? No? No.
I just like saying Patch Adams because it's just funny to me. But I have not seen Patch Adams. But I haven't seen Patch Adams, but I know the name because it makes me laugh.
Yes.
Tell me about Patch Adams.
So Patch Adams, who's in there? I think it's Robin Williams.
Okay.
But he was a doctor and he came to the medical field kind of late in age. But his whole thing was laughter is the best medicine. Okay. And although he was a doctor, he he emphasized, he made it a point to make sure that his patients were laughing.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's right.
It sounds, I believe it. Well, no, when you say Patch Adams, it makes me think about, this is a random story I'm gonna share with the world, but this is why Patch makes me funny, because of Patches. So we was hanging out, right? And a friend of mine, I think it was Yaz's friend, her name was Paxton, right? And somebody kept calling Paxton Patches. And then Paxton got mad and was like, my name's not Patches. And so after that, Paxton's name was Patches. So Patch Adams makes me think of Patches when Paxton was like, my name's not Patches. So I don't know if anybody else got a laugh out of that, but I sure did. And that's why.
Oh, I got a laugh. And I think okay. I was with somebody that kept calling them Patches.
Was it you? Hold up. Was it you?
Yes, it was.
It was.
It was me.
Oh.
I thought her name was Patches.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't enunciate enough for me. And so I heard Patches.
You kept calling that girl Patches and she got mad. She said, my name's not Patches.
Yeah.
Wow. See how that all worked? How that all worked together, child.
I didn't mean any disrespect. I didn't mean any disrespect at all.
But no, we saw her, me and Shannon saw her later in life, and she was like, yeah, what's up? You know, it's Patches. Remember, it's Patches. And we fell out. So Patches is Patches after all.
It's after all. All right. Thank you for that. And again, you are listening to a Gay Old Time, part of the Inside Out Collective on 89.3 FM WPFW. After this break, get ready for some more tunes from the Kulaks and more on how to holiday. Find out what's tipping our teacup and some local happenings. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Station break. Let's go.
On Saturday, December 14th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., WPFW and the King Solomon Grand Lodge host a winter coat and clothing drive. Donations of lightly used winter coats, hats, gloves, socks, and more can be dropped off at 2245 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast. This is a one-day collection drive with distribution to those in need to occur on New Year's Day, beginning at 10 a.m. from the lodge. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org or by calling the King Solomon Grand Lodge at 202-378-3843. WPFW, our organizational partners and dedicated listeners, continue to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to A Gay Old Time on 89.3 WPFW FM. Call in if you have anything you'd love to share with us about what tips your teacup, about how you survive these here holidays, about how you might know someone named Patches. Who knows? You know, because we know what Patches. 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Meanwhile, we got the Kulaks. So we doing throwbacks, you know what I'm saying? We doing throwbacks of the Kulaks. This is like, you know, classic Kulak goodness. So shout out to Crystal singing lead on this one. This one right here is called None, otherwise known as Need You Now.
Thank you. place in this world. It's up to you to figure out yours. Only you can figure out yours. The universe knows where you're going. High up in the sky is where you're flying. You need to know that you are really shining. No matter what the haters may say, we not.
Yes, so that was Need You Now by the Culottes. I love that song. It always makes me think when I sing it, I'm talking to God.
Yeah.
Like, I need God now, okay? I need you now. I need you to come through to my life and do all of the things.
Yeah, I feel that. Definitely feel that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song. Just everything about it, that's all. It is definitely a classic. All right, so here is our final tip of how to healthily engage with family during the holidays as a member of the LGBTQI+ community. All right, y'all ready for this one?
Okay. Yay.
This is important. This is important. Please do yourselves a favor and create an exit strategy. Okay. Like, I think so. All of these tips, right? It's letting you know that you have to be intentional. You have to be intentional because, again, you know your family, you know who you're dealing with. So please create that exit strategy. You know how you used to do back in the day if you met somebody online for the first time and you tell your friend, hey, look, girl, call me 20 minutes into it, okay? And if I need to leave, then yeah, I'm going to make up some excuse as to why I need to leave. But yeah, do the same thing, you know? Tap into who is your support system, right? Again, tapping back into that chosen family, that family, whoever that support system is, tap into them. Okay, and create an exit strategy. You do not have to stay there forever. You know, if you just want to pop in and do a quick 30 minutes, you know, for me, I have one family member. If they are there, I don't know how long I'm going to last. You know, I really don't, because it's too much. I can't take it. You know, it's too intense for me. I can't do it. So I will have an exit strategy. If I know that that person is showing up, mom, I'm only going to be there X amount of time. Is this person going to be here the whole time? Or are they just popping in? You know, create your work around their schedule if you have to. But it is definitely important that you do create an exit strategy. You know, and if you're traveling long distances, you can plan to leave early. You can plan to leave early. You don't have to stay the whole time. If you just want to pop in and, you know, show face, then you can do that too. But definitely plan your exit strategy ahead of time. Again, be intentional. All of these tips are telling you to be intentional about how you want your holiday to go.
Absolutely. You got to ask that question. Who all going to be there? You know what I'm saying? Who all going to be there? And once you find out who all going to be there, then you know how long you going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, who all going to be there, all right? Because sometimes you can't handle everybody. But sometimes everybody can't handle you. And that's okay.
That's a fact, too. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. straight up. And there's no need for you to feel uncomfortable and feel like you have to stay and you're trapped. You can leave. Then leave, okay? You can leave. Get your stuff and get out.
Get out, okay?
Okay, straight up. Straight up. So we want you to feel empowered. We want you to feel poured into. We want you to feel bold. We want you to feel valuable because, you know, we want good things for you as you go through this holiday season, being the wonderful LGBTQI plus people that you are. So, you know, we hope these tips were helpful for you as you continue to navigate this here holiday season. And we're wishing you much self-love and success in the days to come. If you would like to call in and share some strategies, some tips and tricks, the number is 202-588-0893. Meanwhile, it's time to talk about what tips our teacup. I'll start. So, you know, and I mean, I really appreciate people who can say what they need without, sometimes I worry about being too nice or worry about being nice or worry about how somebody's going to receive what I do. And then I just be sitting there suffering. For example, close talkers, right? Let's say you out and about and you, especially after COVID, okay? So I'm out and about talking to folks socially, okay? But this one person just be all up in your face, like up in your personal space bubble. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even like, this is not even bae. This is not even awesome reader. This is an acquaintance or a whole stranger, you know? So they're just talking, close talking, all in the face. And then I end up initiating a little dance. I move back, they step up. Then I move back some more, then they step up. And then we do that. And then by that time, I'm so through with it. And now I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And they don't get the social cues at all. I don't know, is it because they're lit? I don't know if it's because they're not good with social cues. Or I don't know if I just need to speak up and be like, hey, can you back up a little bit? I know that's what I need to do, but I'm working on it. I'm working on finding my voice in that way. But what really tips my teacup is close talkers.
I feel you on that one. And just, don't be afraid to say, since the, the COVID era, hey, you mind giving me 6 feet?
Straight up.
Can I get 6 feet, please?
Hey, three. I'll take three. I'll take 3 feet. We're operating out off of 8 inches right here. I'm just laid back. I'm like, okay. Eyes all, brows all up. Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You find your voice and you say, hey, with a smile. Hey, you mind giving me 6 feet, please?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I've had to do that recently, actually, with a client of mine. Mm. And I had to say, hey, you think you can give me 6 feet? Thank you. Yeah. Oh, sure, no problem.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, that was a good one, though. Close talkers. Yeah.
Close talkers, tips the teacup.
Yeah. All right, I got one.
All right.
And this, it really tips my teacup. People that wear clothes that should not be worn outside, mm-hmm. outside, aka pajamas, slippers, mm-hmm. and bonnets. I'm tired of seeing the bonnets. I'm tired. Nobody is going to take you seriously, especially if you are in a place of, you going to the DMV, a place of government agency, mm-hmm. or just trying to handle business. I'm not taking you seriously if you're in a bonnet, if you didn't even seem like you had anywhere to go today. You're in school, you're at the DMV, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I've never actually, me personally, I've never really been a fan of wearing house clothes outside. As much as I want to go to the 7-Eleven sometimes in the morning with my robe on and my pajamas, I it's something in me that I can't bring myself to do that. But it really tips my teacup when I see it. Mm. And I see it in places of business.
Yeah.
And please, please, parents, stop picking your kids up like that. Stop picking your kids up from school like that. Come on. That's not right. That's not right. And then you wonder why they don't take you seriously up at the school. Come on.
Come on, son.
Don't embarrass your kids like that. Don't embarrass your kids like that, man. But that's on my list.
I got you. Okay. I hear that. And I be trying not to judge people. You know, I be trying to take people seriously when they be looking like that, you know, but it is an active try. I have to be intentional because my first mind is like, you ain't serious. But I hear what you're saying. Awesome, Rita. I hear what you're saying. The second teacup tipper. And this is just wild to me, okay? And if this is you, maybe rethink what you're doing, okay? So look, parents be sending their irresponsible children to school with expensive technology, iPads, $500 headphones. And then when said irresponsible child loses the expensive items, parents want the school to put out an APB, stop and frisk everybody, interview every child until those headphones or that iPad is found. Meanwhile, the child and their friends play a game of taking each other's stuff. Meanwhile, I'm baffled as to why in the world you would let your child bring something that costs $500 that you want to be so irate about that you want the whole school business to stop and focus on a material good, on electronic. Now, let me say this right now. I don't have any children, but if I did, trust and believe they would have those corded headphones or the cheapest earbuds or whatever, priced very reasonably, because I'm just saying, if somebody stole those headphones, them big Apple joints, they look like air traffic controller headphones, them joints, they for the streets. If somebody had the nerve to steal them, they are for the streets. And you up here cussing me out because you're mad your child lost them or you think somebody stole them. Ma'am, sir, please don't send your child here with $500 technology. That's all I got to say. That's it. That's all I got to say. And if I'm wrong, you know, if you want to call in and tell me otherwise, go ahead. I'm not giving out the number right now. I hope you listen to it early because I don't want to hear it. But that tips my teacup.
So that made me think of when we were working at the school together, and one of the students that was on my caseload kept getting into trouble. And his mother kept calling up to the school. I'm talking to the mother. And I just wanted to say so bad to her, if you take away some of that expensive technology, he has the Apple Watch, he has the Apple phone, he has the Apple this, the Apple that. But he is not performing in school. Just why? Why does he have all of that? Why does he have all of that? What is he being rewarded for?
Straight up.
I don't get it. For cursing people out? Like, ma'am, he just cursed me out.
Ma'am.
He just cursed me out. He's on a cell phone contract, but he has his watch. I said, oh, throw the whole thing away.
Throw it out.
Just throw the whole thing away. Why? We're not getting anything done.
We're not.
All right. I have one more. We have time for one more?
We got time for one more, and then we're going to send y'all some inspiration and love, and then we're going to be on out.
Yeah, so I'm keeping with the children theme with this one. Children that know the lyrics to all explicit and inappropriate songs, but can't tell me how to spell their name. They don't know their alphabets, their colors, the basics, right? But they know all the lyrics. If they can learn the lyrics and retain the lyrics, guess what, parents? Guess what else they can retain? Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Some good old knowledge. They can retain it.
They can.
One thing's for certain, two things for sure. Again, if they can learn that, they can definitely learn how to count. And I don't have kids. I'm not a parent. I didn't birth anybody. However, I've worked with kids all my life. And I'm blaming the parents on this one. I'm blaming the parents because it's no reason why the kids are learning all, and it's just explicit stuff.
It's nasty. It's just nasty.
It's like, do you know what you're really saying? And that's okay with you, parents. But your child is failing in class. He's just in kindergarten. I don't understand it, but that's what's tipping my teacup. I would love to hear from some parents, though. I would love to hear from some parents. Because we're not parents. Again, we're not parents. We've both worked with children of all ages. However, it's something different when you are a parent. And we're not. But right. We would love to hear from some parents. You know, how do you feel?
Maybe we could do a show on that. Like, maybe we could bring that up. Or something. We you know, maybe we could do something with that. Get some input.
I would love that. Uh-huh. I think that would be great.
Because we got questions, you know, and we need answers.
We do.
And we need answers. So yeah. But no, we're not gonna leave you on no griping, complaining vibe. We have an inspirational thought of the day. And I thought, awesome reader, I could read a portion, you could read a portion, we'd go back, you see how it's like, you know, a thing and a comma, a thing and a comma, a thing and a comma, and we could read it together. You down with that?
I'm down with it. Let's give it a try.
Excellent. All right, so I got this, it's this IG account, it's called Meditate and Love. So at Meditate and Love. And they said, may December bring you
moments of happiness,
peace of mind and a clean heart,
moments of gratitude for your life,
unexpected and beautiful surprises,
new experiences and memories,
a sense of purpose and excitement,
healing and release from anything weighing you down,
inspiration to dream bigger and trust yourself,
strength to embrace change with grace,
and rest and moments of connection with your soul. Yeah, again, that is from Meditate and Love on IG, at Meditate and Love. They got all the gems, but we wish you all of these things for your December as we close this year out. It's the last show of the year. You know, it's about to be new year, new us, all of these things. And we just want you to close it out and feel good about yourself while doing it. So please keep those things in mind. Yeah. Anything? Any last comments? Awesome, Rita.
Yeah. I was looking still on this meditation, but the new experiences, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think that we should all be open. And that's actually an affirmation that I say, or part of a long affirmation that I say daily, but to be open to new ideas, people, and situations and experiences, right? That will enhance my life and happiness. I think that's because so many people are not open to just new things. They like to stay in their bubble. They like to do, you know, the same thing. But I think that is powerful to be open to new experiences and new memories. I'm going to follow this IG page.
Do it. Do it. At Meditate and Love. And this has been a gay old time with
Awesome Rita
and Daffo. We want to thank the Coolots for gracing our ears. Check them out at the COOLOTS. And we are part of the Inside Out Collective. We thank you for having us Inside Out. We thank you for having us WPFW. It's been too real. See y'all next year, January 6th. Same place, same gay old time. Go ahead, Awesome.
Be girls.
Out. Ciao, y'all.